We heard earlier from Alan Zerner about what's happening in Cowal. Now it's time to find out about what's happening across the District Council of Lower Eyre Peninsula, not with Julie this month, but with Sasheen. Good morning, Sasheen.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What's happening with the pop-up markets in Coffin Bay?
So in Coffin Bay on the 24th and 25th of October from 10 till 4, the Funky Junkie and More pop-up shop will be open with a trash and treasure stall raising funds for the town's swimming pontoons.
That sounds like quite a happening event. And on the same day, I understand there's an open garden.
There sure is. Fiddlesticks Gardens at 58 Holly Rise in Coffin Bay will be open from 10 till 4:30 each day that weekend. There's an $8 entry fee and children under 18 are free. And there will also be a plant and craft stall on the day.
I understand sailing season started last weekend too.
Yeah, Sunday. So if you're interested in learning how to sail, contact the Yacht Club and they can show you the ropes.
Now, if you're trying to get the kids to stay on the straight and narrow, I could just tell them that you don't want to grow up and be like Biebs, but if you want to scare them another way, Halloween's just around the corner.
That's right. In Coffin Bay, they're calling for all kids to bring out their spookiest costumes for a Halloween party at the Coffin Bay Hall on the 31st of October from 6 till 9. A gold entry per child is requested.
Heading across to Cummins, and we heard earlier Alan mentioned that Tricia Stringer, the author, is headed for Cowal. I hear she's headed for Cummins as well.
She is. On the 23rd of October, she'll be at the Cummins Library talking about her latest book, The Family Inheritance. Numbers are quite limited and bookings are essential by phoning the library on 8676 8476.
Heart Foundation has a fitness group at the moment, is that right?
That's right. A Heart Foundation walking group started in Cummins with walkers leaving from the Cummins Oval at 9 a.m. each morning.
And the op shop has also changed their opening hours.
They are, much to everyone's delight. They're now open 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That is fantastic. What about Our Town Group? Is there something happening there?
Yeah, as it's Mental Health Week, they've got some activities happening around town. They've got on the 15th of October at the Cummins Hotel at 10 a.m, they're inviting people to come along and have a cuppa and hear of some of the key insights on what they've learned about the community this year through their chats with everyone.
Are there going to be any opportunities to learn about emotional CPR is what I've been hearing about lately?
That's right. On the 18th of October at 12:30, they're also hosting Matt Ball from the Humane Clinic to talk about emotional CPR. And after that, they'll also be talking about potential options to trial and test in Cummins to put the group's 10-year plan of funding towards community wellbeing in place.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Summer's just around the corner. Is Cummins Pool going to be open again?
It is. It's planned. It's scheduled to start up again at the end of the month, subject to some warmer weather, and they are also looking for volunteers that are COVID marshal trained.
We also heard about Australia Day nominees earlier this week. What about on a local basis for Australia Day nominations?
Yeah, council have a few award categories. So they have Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, Young Sportsperson of the Year, Community Event or Organisation of the Year, Business of the Year and Employee of the Year. So we're keen to get some nominations for those. They close at 5 p.m. on the 30th of the website and all of the information's available on Council's website.
Plenty happening right across the Lower EP this month. Sasheen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you.